Sayyidi Ghawsi Azam radiallahu ta'ala, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi, was once questioned in relation to different matters. And he was asked, Ya Shaykh, on what basis do you decide your matters? And he replied, that I decide my matters on the basis of truthfulness. I have never told a lie and never given a misleading statement. I've never told a lie even in my childhood when I used to study in madrasa. He then went on to say, once I was going towards the jungle and there was a bull that was walking behind me. It was the days of Hajj. And suddenly this bull says to me, O Abdul Qadir, you have not been created for these types of activities. I became extremely anxious. I ran home. I climbed upon the roof of the house. And when I looked, I could see the people on the plains of Arafat. Allahu Akbar. I came down and requested my mother to give me permission to spend my life devoted to the way of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Give me permission to go to the great city of Baghdad to study the deen of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to acquire Islamic knowledge from there. My mother gave me permission. My father had left 80 dinars, 80 gold coins. She gave me those and I said, no, half of these are for my brother. I took 40, which she stitched inside my shirt. I left with her permission and left on this journey of knowledge. On the way, our caravan was attacked by robbers. It was a long way from Baghdad, from Jilan, and so we were on this route and the bandits attacked, snatching valuables from the caravan, plundering everybody. The robbers were merciless. They came to me a few times and while passing by, carelessly asked, what do you have? And I said, I have gold coins. They considered this to be a joke. And after a short while, having repeated this, they took me to the chief. The chief asked me, why are you joking with us? You've seen what has happened. And the reply came that I'm not joking. My mother told me always to tell the truth, and I'm telling the truth. The chief searched him and realized and found the 40 hidden coins. He asked, why? Why would you tell us this? He said, because my mother said, always be truthful, never tell a lie. Subhanallah. The chief could not believe what he was hearing. His heart started to melt and he repented in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal at the hands of Sayyidi Ghawsi Azam radiallahu ta'ala and Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi. Subhanallah. He said, look at this child. He promised his mother he would not lie. And despite the situation, he still tells the truth. Look at me and how I disobey the creator of the heavens and the earth. Subhanallah. All the robbers repent at the hands of Sayyidi Ghawsi Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, return what they had looted, and then the scholars write that they went on to become walis of their time. Subhanallah. From the teachings of Sayyidi Ghawsi Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we realize that truthfulness is the greatest tool of the mu'min. If you are true and sincere in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then you are guaranteed to be successful. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.